Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sanspants Radio. It's what the Hitler Youth would have listened to.
Hey guys, welcome to episode one of Shut Up A Second. I am Jackson B. Bailey.
And I'm Zoe Bellotto.
Today's topic is puberty. I always thought kind of like puberty is a lot worse for women.
Yeah, I always thought that.
For guys, it's kind of like, I don't know, your junk's doing all this kind of cool stuff and everything's kind of new and exciting. You're like, you're lying in bed, you look down, you're like, well, that's new, and that's great. For you, not so much.
Not so much. We deal with a lot more permanent attributes that come with us. Like, I think the scariest thing about puberty is with your girl, as soon as you start getting your period, it's like, well, now you can get pregnant. So don't, really, all the fun stuff is taken away, because whatever you do, there's that kind of niggling fear in the back of your mind that I might end up with a child at 14, so I'm going to stay away from penis for now.
Nobody makes a big deal about the first time a guy ejaculates. For a woman, like, it's like, oh, that's the first time fluids kind of come from there that's not urine.
Yeah.
For guys, it's like, we don't talk about that. It's going to happen to you, and it's going to be shock. I remember, first time it happened to me, I freaked the fuck out. I was like, what the hell is going on here? Should I tell someone? Straight up, I was like 12. I had no idea. And we decided that what we'd do... Topic is puberty. Puberty is awkward for everybody. We thought maybe we'd just discuss our most embarrassing puberty moments. Zoe, would you like to go first? I would
love to share.
Go nuts. Awkward puberty moment. Buck wild.
Well, so I'm sure all females know, and I guess guys don't really get this, is that sometimes you can tell when you get your period. You can be standing there, sitting there, whatever you're doing, and you just have this awkward realization that you're like, well, I'm definitely bleeding right now.
That's nasty.
It's pretty gross. And you know, there's that horrible fear when you're around that time of the month going, well, I've got to be prepared, got to, you know, keep whatever implement you use to keep it from flowing out, you know.
Rag, teddy bear.
Small child,
your
whatever.
Hand, I don't know.
Yeah, so I guess my most really awkward moment is when I was at school and I met this gorgeous, gorgeous person that I just really wanted to chat to for like a really long time. And we're halfway through the conversation and just have this awkward, oh God, I'm bleeding moment. And so I sat there just trying to be really cool about it for like 10 minutes, just being like, yep, okay. And then I was like, really, I'm really sorry. I really got to like really importantly go to the bathroom. Just like, it's the most drastic thing in the world. And so run away and hide just for a little bit, hide my shame.
That's awful.
So that was really awful. Horrible. That just resonates in my head today.
See, that's like, okay, so... Say like I get an erection and I'm chatting to somebody. Yeah. That's awkward. I'm like, oh, I'm erect and I kind of hope nobody can see. But like for you, it's kind of permanent. Like my erection will go away.
Yeah. I'm bleeding for the rest of the week. You know, it's horrible. It's this horrible feeling, like, because that's a thing, like, especially like if you have older sisters. I have like a lot of older female cousins and they're just like, don't ever wear white or light colored pants.
I remember Degrassi High episode about that.
See, it's a common thing.
It's just like a perfect circle of red. It's like that doesn't seem wholly accurate. My most embarrassing puberty moment. Now, not many people know this, but when I was in high school, I wore a kilt for a period of time.
I remember that.
Yeah, you remember
kilt boy.
Me in a kilt. Good clunky boots.
And the long sporran, hair.
Long hair, whole deal. Now, nobody listening probably will have ever gotten an erection in a kilt and will really be able to comprehend how wholly awkward that is. So, I don't know if you know the St. Andrews Market, right? You know the St. Andrews Market. So, I was there one day with a couple of female friends. I was maybe 14 years old and my girlfriend at the time. And we're sitting in the chai tent, just relaxing. And maybe she's got a hand on my thigh. So, yeah, I get a little erect. And then she gets up to leave, right? And she's like, oh, and kind of holds her hands out for like a hug. And I'm like, I can't stand up. I'm erect. The kilt will kind of a blanket over my erection, and it'll be visible for everybody. But I got to stand up to hug her, right? So I stand up, and as I stand up, I'm like, well, maybe if I just kind of like hold it down with my hand really awkwardly. And as I stand up, I'm holding it down, but then my hand slips off, so it kind of bounces back up again. And I'm like, so I'm standing there trying to hug her, kind of holding my arm, like my forearm across my genitals, kind of hugging her, and she can tell. I'm pretty sure they could all tell.
I'm sure all of St. Andrew's Mark.
Yeah, everybody was like, that kid has an erection. There he goes. They've been trying to hold it down, but it's flopping everywhere. And yeah, that was probably my most embarrassing puberty moment. Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I'm glad that you shared that with everyone.
I know. Like, it's not such a big deal now. Back then, it's like, oh, shame.
Yeah.
Go home and weep yourself to sleep. Yeah, at the moment, not so bad. Yeah. We also decided, topic being puberty, and we're going to plan to do this every podcast, that we're going to look at whatever the topic is throughout history. Puberty, I had a look online because I'm, you know, kind of lazy. I was like, I'll just type in puberty throughout the ages. Nothing much interesting came up. It was just stuff like, you know, back in the Middle Ages, kind of just went children to adults. There wasn't really any puberty stuff. And then I came across chastity belts. I thought chastity belts were pretty entertaining. I think when people kind of picture a chastity belt, they imagine, like, you know, the kind of stuff you see in Robin Hood, Men in Tights and medieval, what have you, where it's just like underwear with a big lock on the front. Not the case. Chastity belts were these awful, like, toothed maws. Because, I mean, you needed to pee, right? It wasn't like you could just pee inside the chastity belt. So there was an opening, but it was covered by jagged spikes. So a guy could get in there, but if he tried to get out, he'd kind of shred his penis all to crap. And then you kind of got a similar thing for guys, which was like a tap. So it kind of was at a right angle, and you threaded your dick through, and then you couldn't get an erection without, like, kind of breaking your junk. So
that would hurt.
Yeah, no, not fun, and not a great time to really be having sex in the Middle Ages. I think that would be really disappointing, you know? It was like, oh, night of nights, you pull down, you're like, oh, that's just jagged spikes. Not going to go in there. That's the mood ruined, yeah. I guess. And what would you do? You pull down guy's pants? Oh, there's a tap.
Oh, there's a tap.
What now?
You could try and work around it, but I don't think it would be very pretty.
I guess you could kind of get your hand. It's not.
Yeah, there'd be too many awkward angles, I feel.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's. Imagine if a guy with a tap tried to get with a girl with a chastity belt. That could almost work. Well, because he's protected. Because,
yeah, the jagged edges wouldn't hurt because the tap's.
But you're at a right angle.
Yeah,
so that's weird, awkward sex now, isn't it?
There'd be, well, I'm sure there's something in the Kama Sutra for it.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. It's bound to be. My friend has an app on his iPhone, Thomas Danger Buell.
TDB.
And it's like all different like sex positions. But what you can do is you can organize them by intimacy, complexity, and strength, right? There's like little slider bars. So you can be like, I don't want to be intimate with my woman at all. And I'm really strong, and I want it to be really complex. And then you get these weird sex positions like the flying turtle, where you're holding her like her calves, kind of, and she's like doing push-ups. And it doesn't seem fun, and it's not intimate at all. It's just like you want really awkward sex with somebody you don't love. There you go. And that's sex throughout history and also something irrelevant. Zoe?
Yep. So I guess for my segment, I decided... we're going to have a little fun facts about puberty. And I guess being the only woman on the show, I thought, you know, it's my job to inform everyone about the awkwardness that really comes being a woman during puberty. And it's all kind of awkward. Like, you get tits and everyone's like, everyone thinks they're good, but, you know, and I don't love a good set of tits, but they hurt and they're big and you have to buy bras. That's something new. And then you have to keep buying bras because your tits keep growing. And it's just really awkward for ages, but, you know, I think everyone gets really uncomfortable, like, when we talk about periods. Like, yeah. And it's really, like, when you're taught it, it's just really matter of fact, and it's like, this is going to happen, it's going to happen every month up until you're, like, 55, nah. And it's going to keep happening until pretty much you're dry, and then, you know, it's just awkward. But you find, growing up, that there's just so many euphemisms for it.
It's kind of weird that we need to even... euphemism. So, like, if somebody's like, look, I'm on my period, everybody's going to be like, ah!
You get some people just really freak out about words. I have a friend, and my friendship group's favorite pastime is just listing different, like, names for vagina to him.
Cool.
He's just terrified by it. So every now and then we'll just be like, oh, hey, Minge. And he'll just almost break down into tears.
Isn't Minge awful?
Minge is an awful term.
Minge is terrible.
Minge is an awful.
Minge is like, Minge makes me think of like furry mold growing on like a bath.
Yeah.
That's Minge for me. Anyway, sorry.
No, that's okay. So yeah, so we do torment him with different things. Thank God, you know the show Inbetweeners? That's just a list of them. I was like, hey, Clunge and tears and everything. So
they Clunge.
Clunge is a fantastic term. Like,
yeah, I don't know how to deal with Clunge.
They all sound really like, I feel like penises have like these amazing, like mighty.
Penises, they're strong euphemisms.
Yeah, like, dick.
Dick.
Cock.
Sausage.
This is
John
all...
Thomas. That's like the name of a man in the army.
Yeah.
Compared to Clunge.
Clunge and Minge. Just lots of
If it was like, hello today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your pilot, John Thomas. You'd be like, sweet. If it was like, hello today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your pilot, Clunge. You'd be like, I want to get off the plane. Clunge is piloting this plane.
So that got me thinking of euphemisms.
Yeah, cool.
And how many fun euphemisms we have. And it kind of got me thinking of euphemisms that you have for periods.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. Aunt Flo, I don't get that one. Like, it's... Oh, no,
it's
it creeps me out. Yeah,
it's kind of odd to associate your menstrual cycle with a family member.
Yeah, like, she's here for a visit. It's like, no, just be honest about it. You've got that time of the month. That's pretty straightforward. Crimson Wave, which became really popular
with
the movie
surfy
Clueless.
Surfy kind of sounding.
A vag attack. One of my male friends uses that one to describe his girlfriend.
That's kind of scary, though. Yeah. A vag attack.
Well, it's kind of women can be scary when they're on their period.
That's true.
I'm quite deadly if you're around
you
me.
You are really scary on your period.
Yeah, thank you.
It's all right. I'm happy to tell you that as a friend.
You have to warn people. You do have to warn people. Like, she's bleeding this week. I probably would stay away from her.
See, vag attack makes me think of like those like Animal Planet shows, like when bears attack.
When vaginas go wild.
I would watch that.
That'd be pretty good. That would just be like really weird porn.
That's just pornography, mostly. Probably not going to be on Animal Planet.
Yeah, but speaking of Animal Planet, my favourite euphemism for vaginas, and not vaginas, my favourite euphemism for periods actually comes from animals. It comes from sharks.
Oh, yeah.
So if you look at a shark's brain from above when it's attached to the eyes, it actually happens to look like the reproductive system of females.
Huh.
So, with that comparison, my favourite nickname for your period is Shark Week. So,
cool.
I think that's something you can also really be proud of, because a lot of women feel really uncomfortable. And so, you know, next time you've got your period, ladies, don't shy away. Just proudly proclaim that it's Shark Week and that it's awesome and that everyone should stay the fuck away from you because you're in a really bad mood.
And because sharks, you know, you should stay away from sharks, stay away from menstruating women. Menstruating women probably attract sharks. And bears. It's just dangerous. Is it true that, like, menstruating women attract bears and sharks? Sex attracts bears. I know that's a fact.
Is that a fact?
That's
I'm not sure. I would say it's not a fact, but the fact that we just say it so much, it might just be.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if, like, any scientists have ever gone out there with, like, a little vat of period blood put in front of a bear.
The thing is that it's not really blood, and that's what you have to also explain to. It's not. It's there's, like, I think in every period, so you have a period for like a week, or roughly 7 days, there's like a teaspoon of blood in total in your period. So I don't really think that's what attracts the bears. Maybe they just really like eggs, just unfertilized eggs.
Yeah, maybe you chuck an unfertilized egg in front of a bear, he'll just go wild at you.
You know, that's his catnip.
Catnip for bears is period blood, or just period, not necessarily period blood.
Just ending it so awkwardly again.
So this has been Shut Up a Second. Topic's been puberty. Next week we'll be discussing awkward family moments.
You're going to hear about our crazy families and the horrible things that they do to us.
Giant potatoes. Grows giant potatoes.
No, Jackson, you're ruining the mystery. We'll hear that next week.
Right.
Next week we'll have the lovely Joel Dusha with us, and he'll be doing movie reviews for us and hopefully sharing a little bit of his awkward family.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds excellent. That was episode one of Shut Up a Second. That was puberty. Jackson out.
Well, I don't have a catchphrase.
Or Zoe out. You could have said Zoe out.
I don't want to say Zoe. I'll think of a catchphrase next week. It'll be fine.
Shut up!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.